the American Forces Network Europe presents... Countdown 25! A silver replay of the best of AFN's 25 years on the air. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Countdown 25, a special series devoted to recalling the sounds of the past quarter century. The sounds of music, the sounds of comedy, the sounds of drama and of history. The sounds broadcast to Europe by AFN Europe these past 25 years. Tonight, another year from AFN's Sound Scrapbook. This evening, we recall the year that began for AFN on the 4th of July in 1959.
In my country, the name Adenauer has come to symbolize the determination of the German people to remain strong and free. In the implementation of that determination, the American people stand by your side, and they send, through me, to you, the German people, their very best wishes for your successful efforts in this matter. And the American people stand by your side in ensuring that the loyal free people of free Berlin will, like yourselves, continue always to enjoy that great privilege.
AFN's 17th year on the air began with a visit to Germany by President Dwight D. Eisenhower, who paid high tribute to West German Chancellor Konrad Adenauer in Bonn. For the first time in many months, there was a quiet atmosphere in Germany. Most Americans had turned their thoughts and attentions toward Cuba. But in the summer of 59, there was still no concrete evidence that Fidel Castro was an outright communist. The mood of the times was probably best portrayed in the most popular song of the time, spun hundreds of times by AFN's disc jockeys. It was the Academy Award-winning song for 1959 from the motion picture A Hole in the Head, High Hopes.
Next time you're found with your chin on the ground, there's a lot to be learned, so look around.
Just what makes that little old ant think he'll move that rubber tree plant? Anyone knows an ant can't move a rubber tree plant.
But he's got high hopes. He's got high hopes. He's got high apple pie in the sky.
So anytime you're getting low, instead of letting go, just remember that ant. Oops, there goes another rubber tree plant.
Oops, there goes another rubber tree plant.
Oops, there goes another rubber tree plant.
When troubles call and your back's to the wall, there's a lot to be learned. That wall could fall.
Silly old ram thought he'd punch a hole in a dam. No one could make that ram scram. He kept butting that dam,
'cause he had high hopes. He had high hopes. He had high apple pie in the sky hopes.
So anytime you're feeling bad, instead of feeling sad. Just remember that ram. Oops, there goes a billion kilowatt
lamp. Oops, there goes a billion kilowatt damn.
Oops, there goes a billion kilowatt damn.
When President Eisenhower arrived in Bonn in September of 1959, he was greeted there by Chancellor Adenauer.
Sehr verehrter Herr Präsident, es ist mir eine große und von Herzen kommende Freude, Sie auf deutschem Boden im Namen der Bundesrepublik Deutschland willkommen heißen zu können.
Herr Präsident, es hat mich... On behalf of the Federal Republic of Germany, I have great pleasure to welcome you in German on German soil. I've always been deeply moved by the sight of that great monument to freedom at the entrance to New York Harbor, the Statue of Liberty.
And AFN's listeners also heard President Eisenhower's response.
Mr. Chancellor, ladies and gentlemen, I am deeply grateful to you, Mr. Chancellor, for your words of welcome, and indeed for the warm welcome that your fellow citizens here at this airport have accorded to me and to my party.
Another stop for the President, London, where he met both Queen Elizabeth and Prime Minister Harold Macmillan.
Well, Mr. President, I want to start by saying how much we all welcome you here. Hundreds of thousands of our people have seen you in the streets, and millions of our people will be watching you tonight. In the 17 years of our friendship, which I think started in North Africa, we've had many frank talks together, and I think we can have a frank talk this evening.
The President called his trip to Europe a great success, giving him both enlightenment and encouragement for the future. One of the biggest hits of all time made its debut during AFN's 17th year of broadcasting. Percy Faith, and the theme from the motion picture, A Summer Place. Another theme was also flowing over the AFN airwaves that year, the theme from the popular television series... '77 Sunset Strip, the show that gave the world Ed Kooky Byrnes.
Kooky, Kooky, send me your comb. Kooky, Kooky.
If you ever cut out, then I'd be a stray cat. 'Cause when I'm flying solo, nowhere's where I'm at.
Kooky, Kooky, lend me your comb. Kooky, Kooky.
What's with this comb caper, baby? Why do you want to latch onto my comb?
I just want you to stop combing your hair and kiss me. You're the maximum, utmost.
Well, I'm beamed in on dreams, villain. I'm moving right now. 'Cause that's the kind of scene that I dig. Baby, you're the ginchiest.
Another popular television series of the time, but one which AFN's audience could enjoy as the soundtrack was broadcast by the network, was the popular series...
People... are... funny!
And starring Art Linkletter!
Isn't it true that people are funny about the sense of time? A minute seems to go by like a second when you're kissing your best girl, and it goes by like an hour when you're waiting at the door for your wife to get ready to come down and go shopping. It all depends on what you're doing as to whether time rushes or drags. Now, I would like to see some... I'd like a married volunteer who thinks he's a good judge of time because he's been waiting for his wife so long. This fellow here is all right. Would you stand up, sir? What's your name?
Al Monroe.
What do you do, Al?
I'm a prop maker.
Uh-huh, and you make props for movies?
That's right.
And you're a married man?
Yes, sir.
All right, come with me, Al. We're going to come right down here. Now, right on the other side of this little stand is a clock. You can't see it, but my assistant can. Now, when I say go, this clock is going to start, and your job is to try to estimate when 30 seconds will have gone by. Now, you just say stop when you think 30 seconds have gone by. In the meantime, I'll chat with you so you can't just count. Okay? All right, the time... And by the way, if you get within 5 seconds, either way of 30 seconds, I'm going to give you a beautiful washer with an automatic water level control for your home. Won't that be nice? 5 seconds either way of 30. Now, let's see how good a clock you have in your head. And the time starts right now. Where are you from originally, Al?
Everett, Massachusetts.
How long have you been in Hollywood?
Oh, about 17 years.
Did you hope to be a movie star when you came out here and got into the prop work, or what?
Not necessarily.
Did you just drift into it?
No, I've been on the stage before.
Oh, as an actor?
As an actor.
How many years have you been married?
14.
How many children?
15, pardon 15. Me.
How many children?
Two.
Two children. Boy or girl?
Both boys.
Uh-huh. And they're going to school here now?
Yes, sir.
Do you think the motion picture industry is going to be supplanted by TV?
Stop.
Stop. How much time, John?
31 seconds.
31 seconds. Wow. Sensational. Sensational. How did you do that?
Well, I had this hand in my pocket, and I was counting off 1,001.
You were counting while you were answering my questions? You probably don't know what I asked you, and you gave me all wrong answers?
No, I gave right answers.
You gave me right answers? Well, anybody who can do that's entitled to a big prize. You have two brains inside of one head. Congratulations, Al. You proved that you know time.
People are funny.
1959 saw the Broadway opening of the musical comedy Gypsy, the life story of one of the world's greatest takeoff artists, Gypsy Rose Lee. A highly successful show, success due in part to the fact that Gypsy brought Ethel Merman back to Broadway.
Some people can get a thrill knitting sweaters and sitting still. That's okay for some people who don't know they're alive. Well, they can stay and rot. But not rot. Funny, you're a stranger who's come here, come from another town. Funny, I'm a stranger myself here. Small world, isn't it?
Smile, and we'll have a real good
come true, baby. They think that we're through, but baby, you.
Listening to Countdown 25, a sound review of AFN's 17th year of broadcasting, as the American Forces Network Europe approaches the conclusion of its 25th year on the air. That 17th year began, as we recalled earlier, with President Eisenhower's historic trip to Europe. It continued with yet another trip, Soviet Premier Khrushchev's unprecedented visit to the United States. Khrushchev's visit began on September 15th, 1959, and President Eisenhower greeted the Russian leader.
I welcome you, your family, and party to the United States. On behalf of the government and of the people of America, I express the hope that you and they will find your stay among us interesting and useful. I am looking forward to the talks we will have together. Although we shall not be negotiating any issues affecting the interests of other countries, I trust that a full and frank exchange of views on many subjects may contribute to better understanding on both sides of unresolved international questions. During your stay here, you will have an opportunity to see something of our country, our institutions, our customs, and our people. You will have a chance to speak with individuals and groups from all walks of life. The political and social systems of our two countries differ greatly. In our system, the people themselves establish and control the government. You will find that they, like your people, want to live in peace with justice. Although they have built and maintained strong security forces, it is clear that because our people do want peace, and because they are the decisive influence in the basic actions of our government, aggression by this nation is an impossibility. I assure you that they have no ill will toward any other people, that they covet no territory, no additional power, nor do they seek to interfere in the internal affairs of any other nation. I most sincerely hope that as you come to see and believe these truths about our people, there will develop an improved basis on which we can together consider the problems that divide us. After all, our common purpose should be, as always, a just, universal, and enduring peace.
Coincidental with Khrushchev's trip, the Soviet Union's Lunik 2 space satellite hit the moon. And less than a month later, Lunik 3 was circling the moon, sending photographs of the dark side back to Earth. The same period brought a deterioration in relations between the United States and Cuba. Every sign was pointing in the direction of an attempted communization of that island nation by Fidel Castro, Again, the words of President Eisenhower.
We are concerned, and more than that, we're perplexed. We don't know, really, the foundation of these accusations that are made not only by the Prime Minister, but appear in the publications in Cuba. Now, we have had these conferences with Secretary Herter and Ambassador Bonsall, and trying to understand more about the motives and what they're really hoping to do. Actually, what I have done, and over the last 2 days now, with Mr. Herter and Mr. Bonsall, we have prepared a written restatement of our policy, as of now, concerning Cuba. It's in written form, and you will get it outside the door. You get a copy. So it explains our position and exactly what our policy is in the circumstances.
From Havana, AFN's listeners heard a response, the sound of hate. Cuba si, Yankee no, a thought echoed by Fidel Castro's brother, Raúl.
No fue recibido con vítores y demostraciones de agradecimiento de los pueblos latinoamericanos. Por donde quiera
and the translation,
pasó,
very roughly, the United States is no good, Russia is very good, Cuba is even better.
Back in the U.S., the Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena, California, made news during AFN's 17th year by bouncing a voice signal off the moon. Listen now to a historic exchange between Pasadena and Goldstone, New Jersey, as relayed by the moon.
This is Robert Victor at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory's Goldstone Tracking Station, sending a signal via the moon to Homedale, New Jersey. How do you read us, over?
This is Bill Jenks at Bell Telephone Laboratory's Homedale, coming right back to you, Walt. I read you loud and clear, coming in very fine. What is the length of time that you calculate for your voice to get out to me? Over.
It seems like, Bill, that it takes about 5 seconds for me to get a reply back from you.
On May 2nd, 1960, California was again in the news as that state executed Carl Chessman in the gas chamber. Chessman, who had won 8 stays of execution during his 12 years on death row. Just days before his death, Chessman was interviewed by a newsman who asked him if he thought he had a chance of leaving San Quentin alive. Chessman's words reached Europe through AFN.
I would say that if you want to go merely on statistics or probabilities, yes. But I think that we've managed to confound the odds before, and we may be able to do it again.
Two other significant developments during AFN's 17th year on the air. The Russian downing of an American U-2 reconnaissance plane piloted by Francis Gary Powers. And the capture of former Nazi SS General